KD. Anybody listen?
KR4ACR.
I hope I got your last part of your call right. ACR. Name is Larry. Call is KC4SKD. How you doing this afternoon?
Okay. Wondering if we're fixing to get some storms.
I don't like them storms. I don't know anybody does, but we're a little better prepared this time. We've got some battery-operated stuff in case we lose power.
I put some battery-operated motion lights around my house. So, like in the bathroom and stuff, you can still go in there and have a little light.
Yeah, a battery-operated TV. And all this comes after the bad weather we had here at the end of September. Well, we were without power for 5 days.
Yeah.
It was out for 13 days. Things got a little more interesting around his house.
North Carolina?
Yeah, they had it a lot rougher than we did. He's on a well pump, so they had to come up with alternate ways to flush the toilets.
Oh, I'm sure. Is he semi back to normal now where he's at?
Well, 100% back to normal for him, but they had to fill up 5 gallon buckets of water somewhere, and you know, the well pump, they didn't have a generator to run it with, but he's a lot better prepared this time in case it happens again.
Well, let's hope it don't, but I'm glad we're prepared more so.
And we went to a store and bought these little battery-operated fans. And I tell you, those things are a trick. We use them now more so than the corded ones.
Well, that's one thing I don't have. Your backup internet and stuff like that, but I don't have any battery fans.
Handy. But the little battery TV, I had a 12-volt TV already, and so I just went and bought this battery from another store, and just 12-volt 14-amp hours. And fixed it up in a little box with a little plug, and you just plug things into it, and you're up and running. So at least we can watch some kind of TV.
I'm assuming HD.
I got an antenna in attic, and you know, it's better than nothing.
When all that stuff goes away, you realize what you're used to having.
Yeah, it was a mess around our neighborhood because we live around lots of trees. But the only thing that happened to us, we had a neighbor's tree fell, part of the neighbor's tree fell in our yard. It didn't do any damage. It fell over the fence. Luckily, it didn't damage it at all. So I got out there with a chainsaw and cut it up, and that was about it for us.
Yeah, fortunately, we didn't have any physical damage as far as trees. I mean, a lot of places not too far from me did, but, yeah, all I
had. That one guy, he had a right brand-new Toyota Tacoma, and the tree came down across the back of it. And I don't know if it was drivable or not, but the back end of that thing was a mess.
Side of the road where they piled them up and cut them down and all that, so yeah, I can only imagine.
They didn't have any problem at all. Neither one of them even lost power.
The time my power went off, I didn't have a generator. I had a generator. We couldn't get it running at the time. I'd had it for years. The neighbor come over there, and we worked about 2 hours and didn't get it running, so of course I go and buy another one. And gave that generator, or let a guy that works with me take it home, and about 30 minutes, he had it running, so I just gave it to him.
That's the way it goes. You give it away, and then they find something wrong with it. But we went to Home Depot that Saturday to get something else, and there was a line of people out the door waiting to buy generators.
I'm sure. Why? down there met me with it.
That's all. You're in and out of the repeater really bad, but I got to sign anyway because I got to go through the drive-thru and take some food home.
Yeah, sorry about that. That was the HT. I had to jump in the back and get something out of the back of the car. Anyway, good chatting with you. This is KR4ACR. I'll be clear on your final.
CR, okay. Well, yeah, we're hoping the weather don't get too bad tonight. But anyway, good talking to you and hope you have a good rest of your day. KC4SKD.
4ACR and 4ZLK. Good evening, Terry.
How are you, sir? Busy day, but it all came out in the wash, so to speak.
It does. I hope I'm making it all right. I'm in my lowest spot here. Probably lowest spot on my route.
Excuse me, what kind of antenna do you have on your truck?
This is a Hustler. I think, I can't remember the model number. It's got a 25 in it. It's a little 3/8 by 20 mount, like a CB antenna mount. And I just took out the CB antenna and put it in instead.
Well, I had to get in one of those box trucks again today. We got a guy off this week. But anyway, that truck, the body of that thing must be fiberglass. It's not even magnetic.
I used to bring a mag mount years ago, and I could stick it on the roof of the tractors, you know, underneath the fairing. And then a couple of them had a metal bar across the back, but none of them, they're all fiberglass now.
Magnetic on my, you know, I don't use it on the car anymore, but it is magnetic on the car, so I didn't even think anything about it. Set it up there and it didn't grab nothing.
Yeah, I bought one of these several years ago, and it's migrated to several different trucks over the years, and it's done a good job.
I don't drive the truck all the time, so I was going to hook that antenna to my HT, which it's debatable whether that would have worked or not anyway, but I was going to try that. But anyway, I just turned the radio off.
That's good without an antenna, does it? And when you're on an HT, unless you're close or got good line of sight, that doesn't really help either.
Well, I can't stand listening to the static. If I can't hear what they're saying, there's no point. Just turn it off.
Right. That's one of the reasons I don't really care to have a CB in, because a lot of it, there's a lot of back splatter and a lot of noise.
I agree, and you probably wouldn't believe this, but maybe 35, 40 years ago, however long it's been, when I was first involved in the delivery business, we actually had CB radios. Of course, we weren't covering the distance now. But we actually dispatched with that at one time and then went to single sideband CB, which worked a lot better as far as distance. But, yeah, it had a lot of noise. But years ago, we did that.
I've scrolled through the channels of the frequencies years ago, and you could hear different businesses. We used to use one of the frequencies. The shifter would be on one. We'd come in, and he'd tell us where to put the trailer or... But everybody's gotten away from them now. They all stay on their cell phones all the time.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I am sure.
One, when I was working nights and going to Greensboro or Atlanta, because it helped with traffic. You come around the corner and you could hear them telling you to slow down because there might be a traffic stopped in front of you. That was always a big help.
Yeah, well, I mean, we ran them for years until we got on a business band repeater system.
People that use it, and not necessarily in the trucking world. There are some, but there's people out there. I had a neighbor that had a 3,000 watt amplifier. This was several years ago, and he would talk back home to all his friends up in New York.
Well, that's the thing I remember way back then is people would have beams and, you know, were using them for CBs.
Amateur radio doesn't ever go that direction. I can't see it will. Sometimes I think it will eventually, but I sure hope not.
One of these frequencies I listen to, and the guy's talking about getting his license, and, you know, he's going all the way up, got an extra and all that. He said, I don't need to know how to build the watch or make the watch or repair the watch. I just need to know how to tell time.
I understand it. I mean, this all this new equipment's hard to work on. A lot of it's so small. It's not like it used to be. And they're so reasonably priced nowadays. It's, if it breaks, it's almost not worth fixing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the same thing with the TV stuff. I mean, there's all the TV shops closed up, as far as I know.
I remember the one in Berea off White Horse Road out there years ago. I can still see it. I can't remember the name of it, but that's what they did. They worked on televisions.
When I got out of high school, I went to tech school and took electronics, and a couple of the instructors were old TV repairmen.
Four, is that LK? Well, I will say it's having a little bit of soldering experience helped me out. And I had a dishwasher. It's going to be like a $90 service charge and $300 to replace the board, and I was looking on YouTube, and they said this particular model had a problem with a couple of cold solder joints, and I opened it up and looked on the control panel, and sure enough, there they were, and I was able to repair them, and that saved me a lot of money.
You're squeaking, you got anything for that?
D40 or maybe 40 weight.
Yeah, I haven't done anything with it, but she told me the other day, she said, you hear that? And I said, what? She said, that's the dryer squeaking. I said, oh.
Just how many things that she can hear, and they go away when I come home. And she tells me, the car's doing this, this is acting up, and then she goes, turn it on and listen, and then it won't do it for me.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Got her, and I say, well, you
already got enough stuff to keep up with.
We're single and had, whatever I had, all my appliances, they would probably run forever. I'd never have an issue.
That would be nice, and, they don't last like the old stuff. There's some old stuff that really did last a bunch of years, but now, it's like you said with the electronics, that's what usually goes wrong.
If it's been put together by someone, it's going to break at some point. Terry, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to pull in here and grab this next trailer, see if they're ready. Nice to talk to you this evening. You be careful going home. KR4ACR, N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, KR4ACR will be clear. Have a good evening.